You're listening to SBS News.
From Canberra to curbside services, Australians nationwide commemorated 106 years since the Anzac story began in Gallipoli. Those in lockdown in Perth marked Anzac Day on their driveways beside their neighbours. Royal Australian Navy veteran Glenn Robinson says he is grateful for the opportunity to pay respect.
It's a very uniting experience to look up the street and see the candles, to hear the bugles playing in the distance. It's also our opportunity, as I said, each year to pay back in a way to the veterans and to show that, you know, we appreciate their service.
Dawn services in most other capitals were ticketed to limited numbers. 4,000 people attended a national service in Canberra. Prime Minister Scott Morrison made a particular tribute to those who have served in Afghanistan a week after it was announced that remaining troops will withdraw from the country.
Australia has been a steadfast contributor to the fight against terrorism. It's been our longest war. The world is safer from the threat of terrorism than when the Twin Towers were felled almost 20 years ago. However, this has come at a great cost. 41 Australian lives lost in Afghanistan, whom we especially remember and honour this morning.
Organisers of the Sydney Anzac Parade were granted an exemption to the public health order, allowing 10,000 people to participate. But onlookers were asked to socially distance or wear a mask. 100-year-old World War II veteran Dennis Davis says the ceremony was just as special as the previous 60 he's attended.
I remember the mates that we lost. I mean, there's quite a few, unfortunately, that didn't make it through. But I'm just thankful to God that I was one of those that did.
And in a small South Australian town with a population of just over a dozen people, a special Anzac Day ceremony was held commemorating Sikh Anzacs. Over 100 visitors arrived in the tiny town of Muntung, a two-hour drive from Adelaide, to commemorate 38 from the district enlisted in the Great War, including three Indian Sikhs. The pioneering Sikhs were among the farmers who came to the area in the early 1900s. While in Sydney, First Nations Australians and New Zealanders joined together for a haka and corroboree at the Coloured Diggers service. Haka for Life founder Leon Rory says the commemoration is the first for Sydney.
This is the dream, to have haka and corroboree right across the country at every major Anzac Day service. So this is just another piece of that journey and another step forward.
And across the Tasman, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern honoured the lives of those who served for Australia and New Zealand. Ms Ardern paid a special tribute to the women of the country's Defence Force.
Our women experienced sacrifice, but also they gave their service. The images of military nurses serving during wartime are very familiar to us. They were courageous and compassionate in the most appalling conditions. These were the women who paved the way for women to be fully integrated into the Defence Force we know today.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.